From the heart of the campus, this is Ireland's best student radio station. This is DCU FM.
This is the Freeloaded Podcast with Darren Regan and Owen Cook.
Two Door Cinema Club on DCU FM. It's called What You Know. We are joined by the Rubber Bandits. Lads, how are
you? Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Welcome to Dublin.
Thank you very much.
No problem. How was your weekend? You a good time?
It was grand, yeah. We went flying kites in Ballymount Strand.
Nice.
Hanging our jocks off them.
I see.
Yeah.
Is that the regular weekend crack that you're doing?
Yeah.
Usually and hanging jocks or socks or something off a kite.
Yeah. Nice. And did you vote this weekend?
Nah, fuck that.
No, you don't? No, you don't believe
no
in the voting?
No voting.
Yeah, you didn't give your good friend Willie a number one, no?
Willie's a snake. Don't mind him, do you know? Don't mind Willie.
Running for election. He should be out getting us bottled water and things,
you know?
Like that.
Yeah. We agree with his policy on you know, raving and doing yokes, but we don't agree with his policy on politics.
No.
But you've got to separate the individual from his work, like, do you know what I mean? Like, so when it's after hours, like, Willie comes out and he's a good old laugh, like.
Yeah. When it's after hours, Willie goes around sucking blood out of people's necks.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
I don't think we ever see that side to Willie, though, that you see.
Yeah. Don't really, do you know what I mean? But that's part of the dichotomy of Willie O'Dea, you know?
Yeah. And were you watching the rugby yesterday?
No.
I know you're Limerick's the home of rugby. Do you bump into
Limerick is the home of lots of things. Limerick is the home of walking around. Limerick is the home of going fishing for perch and plassey as well. We do a lot of that, but we don't do rugby.
We don't know about rugby.
You don't. So you're welcome up to Dublin anyway. You had a good journey up. Cook?
Oh yeah, I found an interesting quote on your Twitter page. It says UCD is just like DCU except smarter and with bigger boobies. Smart boobies.
Did we say that?
Yeah, well, according to Twitter anyway.
When did that come out?
I think it was when you announced that you were playing in for Drag Week here.
And was that a month ago or was that like today or?
It was about a month ago, isn't it?
All right,
grand. UCD is like DCU.
Except smarter and bigger boobies.
It smells differently.
And it smells differently as
well.
There's better boobs out there. Because there's more out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot more.
So, yeah.
Way more.
I seen a girl out in the car that looked like Lady Gaga if you hit her into the face with a hover.
Yeah. I think I know her, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Brenda.
Brenda. Yeah. Do you stand by that statement now that you're up here?
I'd say there's probably a bigger set of tits out in UCD than maybe there would be here because the probability of it all, I don't know. Mm.
So you're up here anyway, as I say, because you're doing the live show in the venue over in the Helix, or over here tonight, sorry.
Yeah.
And what can people expect from your live show exactly?
Loads of music and then loads of people roaring and shouting when we're trying to talk.
Mm. Very
it's
good.
It's great crack, really, really good.
A mixture of singing, dancing,
shouting. We're going to do some magic as well. We're going to saw a giant York in half and then do two halves of the giant York.
So, and you've been obviously touring around the whole country now doing all these shows.
Touring around the whole country? Who told you that?
We didn't talk. We turned it around so that it's facing England.
Ah.
Giving it a finger.
I see. That must have been hard.
Yeah.
But what's been your favourite town that you've visited so far?
Dooleek.
Yeah, Dooleek in Meath.
Dooleek
so
in Meath.
Lovely. It was lovely people.
Good joint.
Yeah, and what did they... What was it like about that place?
Good crack.
People offering you pints, telling you that you're really sound, giving you sandwiches.
Yeah,
that type
salad
of thing.
Sandwiches, which I never heard of before. Mm. Salad in a sandwich.
I know, it's mad.
Woo!
Jesus Christ.
Millionaires.
Putting a bicycle inside the car, like. Yeah.
Any crack when you played down in Ennis, was there?
Down in Ennis?
Ennis was a good old crack.
Good life.
Wasn't it?
He's an Ennis man. Yeah.
You're from Ennis?
Yeah.
I recognised the smell when I walked in the room. Bang,
they're
Ennis.
Very distinct smell, yeah.
It smells like dollar bills and briquettes.
Well, you're not fans of Ennis, no?
No, I am.
Brilliant. Obviously, that's your crack. Loads of texts coming into 085-7515-973. Ask one of them to fight them. Take them on a fight after the show tonight.
Someone wants to fight us?
Yeah, after the show.
Ask him to go and have a sit
if
down.
If he wants to fight one of the rubber bandits, technically speaking, Derek is one of the rubber bandits. So.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Derek, and I wouldn't particularly want to get on the wrong side of him now.
Well, he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
But he'd hand you your two front teeth back to you.
Mm. So,
we're hearing as well that you're playing in America and Australia. Is there any true?
Are we?
That?
I don't know. Our manager tells us that.
Our manager doesn't tell us none.
Internet rumours about that.
Mm. And is it true? I heard as well that you made a video for MTV Gold Or MTV, MTV Gold.
Did we?
MTV World.
No, we made we made a video for MTV Far Gold.
Oh,
they
nice.
Gave us some bullion.
Very good.
A few doubloons.
Good.
That we brought into Cash for Gold and got €48 for it.
So, have your lives changed much since the success of Horse Outside?
Joined the Freemasons.
Whoa, no, we didn't. Have our lives changed? Well, grand, yeah. I grew another ball, which was an eventful day. And he speaks French now, because of Horses Outside.
Very good. You learned to speak the old French?
I did, yeah. Mainly, it's part of what I speak, when you're in the Freemasons and the language...
Just that easy about the... Shut up.
Come here, your new song, it's called I Want to Fight Your Father. Can you tell us about that? And have you ever actually had to fight a father to get a woman?
Yeah, it's based on true story.
Yes?
He'll tell you the true story behind it.
I'm snapping my phone. With a girl a couple of years ago, and I was on the couch with her in the nip, and her father walked in, pure angry, and started ready to fight me, and I got up and fought him with a condom man.
And how'd you get on?
It was great, because there was the mixture of sexual passion and physical aggression, and when you put the two of them together, do you know what I mean? It's just...
That must be a very weird scene altogether.
And the condom man injected a bit of hilarity into it, so the young girl sitting on the couch was just a bit shocked and aghast by the fact that the condom remained on throughout the whole fight.
Yeah.
The video as well is excellent. Did you have fun shooting that video?
Nah.
No. No good.
We'd be up at 5 o'clock in the morning for makeup. Yeah. 4 hours of makeup every day.
Very sexy young lady in that video as well, I noticed.
She's a ride. Yeah, Pat Horn is her name.
Yeah.
So, do you have an album on the way?
I think so, yeah.
We're probably going to put a few songs onto a big disc.
And then
make people buy that inside in shops.
Very good. Okay, well, anyways, lads, it's been a pleasure having you in.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with all the touring, and good luck with the show tonight.
Thanks very much.
Have a great one, lads. And we're going to play your new song now. It's called I Want to Fight Your Father.
Yort.
Lovely. This is DCFM. Thanks, Rubber Bandits.
Go on.
Nice.